There's a new nonprofit in West Virginia that aims to provide residents with greater access to cutting-edge cancer care. The West Virginia Cancer Clinical Trials Network officially launched this week. The nonprofit is a growing collaboration of cancer physicians and healthcare organizations from across the state. The organization hopes to make more clinical cancer trials available to patients throughout West Virginia. The National Cancer Institute describes clinical cancer trials as research studies that involve people. They are the final step in a long process that begins with research in a lab. In fact, most cancer treatments that exist today are the results of past clinical trials. In a press conference, director of the Mary Babb Randolph Cancer Center at West Virginia University, Dr. Scott Remick, explained that clinical trials are key to developing new methods to prevent, detect, and treat cancer. And he said West Virginians need to participate.
This is a state that has, year in, year out, the highest cancer mortality rate in the country. Many tumor types are seeing an increased incidence. And it's unacceptable. I mean, and we know from a study we did that about 20% of the patients leave the state for cancer care. And those patients are the ones we can least afford, and they don't want to leave the state because they want to be closer to home. They want to be able to work. They want to be able to be near their families.
Until now, clinical trials have only been available in a few regions of the state. The network now includes the Mary Babb Randolph Center in Morgantown, United Hospital Center in Bridgeport, Camden Clark Memorial Hospital in Parkersburg, Davis Memorial Hospital in Elkins, Berkeley Medical Center in Martinsburg, and St. Mary's Medical Center in Huntington. The network hopes to continue to grow to include more physicians and medical facilities throughout the state. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Glynis Board in Morgantown.